live on BBC Radio 1. It is Friday morning. Hi, Harry Styles.
Good morning.
Yes.
BBC. The Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
With Nick Grimshaw.
Okay, next question, please.
Hey, Grimmy. Hey, Harry. Oh. I want to know, what was the process for this album? How many songs did you write? Where did you make it? And how long have you been making it for? And did you enjoy making it?
Oh, Edward.
Edward Sheeran there.
Oh, isn't he good? Oh, he's good. He's doing ever so well.
I started the album. I had to stop in the middle of the year for... I went away to do the movie and then I started... I did like 3 weeks at the end of February last year and then stopped for about 5 months and then came back to it in July and then kind of did it until kind of now-ish. I finished writing in like December.
And did you, when you were doing the movie, were you just completely away from it? You were like not even thinking about it?
Yeah.
You have time to think
which
about
actually
it?
I think was good.
Probably quite good, yeah.
Yeah, I think one, because for a while before, all I'd thought about was like stressing about, you know, what it was going to be and everything. And it gave me a chance to kind of completely step away from it and have a real break. And then also by the end of the movie, because we were swimming so much, I was like, oh, can I just go and write some songs in the studio?
On land.
Quite excited for that.
How often were you swimming in it? Because we did see all those pictures of you in the sea looking
quite
all like...
Quite a lot.
Quite a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good. But I think, how many did we write? Maybe like 70, I think.
70?
We did 50 in Jamaica, I think.
50?
Yeah.
Not 15?
50.
Why do people
like, songs
do this?
And ideas.
It's a lot.
Not, most of it, that's including like little ideas.
Right,
I'd say
okay.
Full songs. Maybe
6.
30. Yeah. I'd say there's 30, probably.
30 good songs.
I think so.
And then there's
one of the songs on the album I wrote a few years ago.
And they're all finished and like done. And then how do you go about like deciding what goes on? Do you just be like, I've got this, or do you sort of test them out on people?
I think you can do that. And you do that, obviously, to a degree. But I think if you start asking too many people, it gets away from like what you like. So I think kind of when it came to the end of it, I had to be like, all right, which songs do I want it to be?
Did you ask Ed ever?
Yeah, I played him a couple of songs, yeah. But I hadn't seen him for a bit because I was away. So I played him a couple of songs after the album was finished.
Right. He didn't say, oh, I don't like these. You're like, too late now. It's pretty.
He liked one that wasn't on there.
Oh, no.
But, so I was like,
B-side.
I had a little minute of like,
next, save it for later.
Yeah.
EP.
Yeah.
EP of summer. Is it terrifying as a male solo artist to know that Ed Sheeran is alive and well?
I just think he's really good.
He's
just
killing
one of
it.
The most talented dudes I know.
Did you message him when it was like the entire top 10 was Ed Sheeran? Because I had to message him. I said, this is hilarious, which I don't know if he didn't respond to. But I mean, it's so mad. It's unheard of, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's mad. It is mad. He's. Yeah. I mean, he's really good at writing songs.
I mean, he really, really is. He really is. Currently 500 songs in the top 40.
He also writes so many for, like, everyone else.
I know.
So when he came, I'd see him and I'd be like, do you want to hear my first single? And he'd be like, yeah. And then he'd go, do you want to hear everyone else's first single? I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
He's just written them all.
Yeah.
So.
Throw us a bone, Ed. Come on, I'm sick of this radio life. So there we go. Questions from
the
floor.
Thanks for doing that.
You're welcome. It was really annoying,
was
actually.
Nice. Oh, sorry.
But I wanted to do it for you.
I appreciate it.
But it was quite like, oh, God. Ed Sheeran was like, I'm on a plane. Can you contact me later? I was like, God, it's really hard getting over the four most famous people in the world. Your mum was all right. We were on the text. It was fine. But yeah, Chris Martin, Rita Ora, and Twist, Ronnie Wood, and Ed Sheeran. Thank you for your questions.
Thank you for those.
Great questions.
Lovely people.
Thank you, guys. You're choosing the songs today, so what song should we have next?
Let's do the Julia Michaels song.
Oh, yeah, tell me about this.
I just like this song.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where did you first hear this?
I first heard this in the studio. One of the guys from the label had been talking to her, and I hadn't heard it at the time, so we played it. I thought it was really good.